This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
AJ Cassaville. Hi, AJ. I was just wondering, bringing you on here, what year this is for you on the Padre beat for MLB.com?
This is my tenth season.
Wow.
Get out!
Yeah.
That's a big one.
10th season?
That's awesome.
If you would have said 4 or 5, I would have been, hey, that's impressive. I did not know 10.
I knew it was at least 6 or 7, but not 10. 10's impressive.
10's good. Good
congrats.
Yeah, it took me a second to kind of figure that out because I started in 2016, but if you count the total number of seasons, this will actually be my 10th season.
That is, that's
fantastic.
That's good work, AJ Cassaville. Well done, sir.
And he stuck through the beginning part to get to this part where it's actually, you know,
is it
a
much,
competitive team.
Yeah, that's a good question in a lot of ways. Is it a lot more fun with a winning organization, like for you personally or just anybody in your position?
There's certainly more things to write about, and more people are reading me. So yes, that makes it significantly more fun. It got old, you know. There were storylines and there were interesting things going on with the 2017 Padres, but like at some point in the middle of August, like how many times can you write about Jabari Blash, you know, or Ryan Schimpf or whoever? So it's nice to have pretty much too many storylines. It feels like I miss things. Like I'm to spring training and I have a list of things and I don't hit on every single one of them because there's so much to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I remember years and years ago, the biggest news story of the season was Will Myers getting caught on Twitch talking about Andy Green. So things have definitely changed over the years, AJ.
Yes. AJ
Cassaville. And that was a different time.
It was.
Yeah. You started in the Andy Green era. And through Jace Tingler and Bob and now Mike Schilt. All right, AJ, we were just talking Jason Hayward because he's there in camp now. And I don't mean to be blunt, but I'm not the world's big personally. It's me. He's got to show me. A little concerned about the last 4 or 5 years. He has not been the Jason Hayward he once was. What do you think makes the Padres believe they can get him to return more to the form that we had originally come to expect from Jason Hayward?
I think it's completely fair to be skeptical, but I also think like it was fair to be skeptical last year of Jurickson Profar. Like AJ Preller said yesterday that this team is going to need some surprises from some of these guys that are either non-roster guys or, I mean, one of the things that was appealing to the Padres is that essentially, Jason Hayward came on a relatively cheap prove-it deal. And so you pair him with Connor Joe. You can get him the at-bats that I think would bode well in a platoon. You give him at-bats pretty much exclusively against right-handed pitching. And he's still a pretty good defender, and maybe you find something there. But there are other options, too. I don't think the Padres are entering the season saying, no matter what, Jason Hayward's going to be our left fielder. He's just essentially the starting left fielder heading into the season, and I mean, he did some decent things down the stretch last season with Houston. So if he can kind of rekindle that, he's a veteran and clearly knows how to go about it. if he's that guy and you kind of platoon him with Connor Joe and maybe one or two of these other NRI guys step up or AJ Preller adds another bat, I think that's kind of where their mindset is.
We're talking to AJ Cassava, MLB.com, and I like that. NRI guys. It took me a second, but that's smart. I'm going to start saying NRI guys. Non-roster invitee
Thank
guys
you,
is what
I had
it
no
was.
I idea what he was talking about, so I appreciate
you. You know, Chris,
me.
You got to pay attention to the lingo like I do over here.
Doing my best.
Now, the other night, Nick Pivetta was signed by the Padres. It was broken live here on the Scraby Show on 97.3 The Fan, and I immediately was stunned that they signed anyone for any sort of money just because we didn't expect that to happen. How shocked were you when you saw that Nick Pivetta was signed to a 4-year $55 million deal?
Yeah, pretty surprised, and surprised when you see those numbers. I think less surprised when you see the structure of the contract because it is somewhat in line with what the Padres have been doing for the rest of the offseason in terms of giving contracts out to guys like Michael King and the deal he got, which was a kind of low money this year with a buyout for a mutual option and a signing bonus. Like, this Nick Pivetta deal is similar in that he's going to be owed a decent chunk of change in the next 3 years, but less so this year. And the Padres got a pitcher that has some pretty good upside. Like, he pitched in a definitive hitter's park last season, and he put up some pretty good strikeout walk, like fielding independent numbers. And if you kind of take out the ballpark factor and there's clearly something to be harnessed there. I mean, I don't want to, like, the comparison's not too straightforward with Joe Musgrove, but when Joe Musgrove came from Pittsburgh, it was like, this guy's probably better than what his numbers look like in Pittsburgh, and then sure enough, he came here and he was a lot better than what his numbers were with the Pirates. Pivetta is obviously further along his career, and probably was the best remaining free agent starter on the market. So, yeah, it did come as some surprise, but it didn't come as a surprise that the Padres would, if they were going to go out and spend somewhere, would target starting pitching, because I think that was the clear biggest area of need.
Yeah, AJ, I think you hit it right. I mean, analytically, people love Nick Pivetta. And, you know, a lot of times that does tend to matter, you know, when you get into a different environment and especially a pitcher's ballpark. So I think a lot of people are excited by that. It still seems, though, that they need to do at least one more, maybe two more moves, and I'm not trying to be greedy, but we don't really have an established starter at DH as of right now. The fifth spot in the rotation, hopefully Waldron grabs it, but that's kind of up for grabs. And maybe, you know, as you said, you might even add to the Hayward, Connor, Joe. If you were going to do it, the name that keeps throwing around lately is Suarez. Does that make any sense to you personally, and do you think it makes any sense at all to the Padres and, you know, their people?
I think the reason it makes the most sense in terms of some sort of trade would be, like, you look at the positions of strength on the roster, the positions that the Padres can afford to lose. Robert Suarez is really good. He was an excellent closer last year. He's been excellent in relief in the past. If you look at the guys that have been mentioned as potential trade candidates and what the Padres would be losing if they lost that guy, and whether they could replace it, there's probably no bigger area of strength in terms of depth and high-end talent than the bullpen. And so you can look at this bullpen and say, well, right now there's seven definitive guys who are in that bullpen, and then there's guys like Alec Jacobs, Sean Reynolds, Ron Marinaccio who are competing for, like, the last spot, and you've got guys like back-end guys like Jason Adam, Jeremiah Estrada, Adrian Morejon. Like, if you were to lose a guy who has been rumored in trades, and we know who's been mentioned, Dylan Cease, Michael King, Luis Arraez, like those kind of names. The guy you could afford to lose and still be okay roster-wise is probably Robert Suarez. Now, you're still losing a lot because he's still a really good pitcher. He still projects to be one of the better closers in the National League. But I think that's why, if you're looking for, like, why that name is being mentioned the most now, like, the Padres were to lose one of their front-end starting pitchers right now, even after adding Nick Pivetta, it doesn't. The rotation has all of the same question marks and then some that it had a few days ago. I think that's just the calculus of it. Like, their bullpen should be pretty good, whether it has Suarez or not, but obviously significantly better if it does happen.
Talking to AJ Cassville of MLB.com. He's out there covering the Padres in Peoria. And I've been catching these tweets from our guy, Sammy Lev. He has been up to date on what Ethan Salas has been doing. And today he tweeted, "Who's catching Matt Waldron and his knuckleball in the bullpen today? Ethan Salas. So I don't think that he's going to debut this year, but is there a chance? Why would he be working with Matt Waldron then?
Everyone works with everyone in spring training. I think there's probably, if Matt Waldron's going to be part of this team in a couple, for the long haul, you develop that rapport and with your eventual catcher of the future. I think it's more just spring training. You give those kind of opportunities to young catchers. Now, I will say the Padres have been not hesitant at all to throw Ethan Salas behind the plate for some of their better, bigger name starting pitchers. They had him catch Yu Darvish during his rehab assignment last year. And so I wouldn't read too much into it other than the Padres are really high on Ethan Salas. And what we know that means from what the Padres have done in the past is that if he proves himself and if he earns it, the Padres will be willing to promote him pretty quickly. Now, he's farther away. I would maybe equate this. A lot of people have talked about how quickly the Padres move guys like Jackson Merrill, Fernando Tatis, even CJ Abrams. I would equate this spring training maybe with one spring early, one spring ahead of that. But they're going to give him opportunity this spring to at least see how he fares against big league competition and probably go down and see how he does in the minors. And I would just, on the surface, assume that 2026 is when the Padres would like to see his arrival. If he forces their hand, I think they'll be more than happy to have that problem.
Yes, indeed. AJ Cassavell, appreciate the time as always. I want to get one last question to you, and I don't think we totally know the answer to this yet. Guys like Manny, Fernando, they're not to camp yet. Jackson Merrill, Xander, Jake. I mean, these are established, really good major league players, Yu Darvish and the rest of these guys. Do you have any sneaky suspicion, AJ, that they follow what happened in the offseason and they saw the Dodgers sign everybody and they also saw everybody say that, well, that's it for the Padres. They have no chance of keeping up with LA now. Is that something they may use in their favor, the Padres, knowing these guys the way you do?
Yes, absolutely. I think we got that sense at FanFest. That was my biggest takeaway from talking with all these guys for many of them for the first time all offseason after what the offseason was that the kind of external panic mode online whatever is obviously different from what's happening in the real world in the minds of these guys is that they think they're still a pretty good team and they think the core is still really good and still has a chance to contend. And I don't think anyone is oblivious to the challenge that awaits them in Los Angeles and how good that team is, but they are maybe more confident that this is that they have a score to settle and that they have a talented team that could potentially do so than I think what the rest of the baseball world has looked at, because I think a lot of people look at the NL West as a settled fact right now, and look, the Dodgers are clearly the favorites and should be, but when you talk to these guys and like you said, a lot of them are in camp, but they're kind of just around. They haven't been going through regular workouts yet.
Yeah.
But when we talk to them at FanFest, they're pretty confident in the group that they're bringing back.
Well, we appreciate having a veteran beat writer on the program with
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
I mean, 10 years.
Yep.
You're not old enough to be 10 years AJ.
He's got his service time.
Yeah, that makes me feel old.
In Major League Baseball, too. I mean, isn't 10 years the big year for baseball players?
For baseball writers?
Yeah, it is. I don't think my service time will be 10 years, though, for a little bit. I have to complete the season and then go into next spring training.
Gotcha.
So that'll be 10
well,
years.
Still, long
well,
time.
We appreciate it, AJ, always. And we'll see you down there in a few weeks. But thanks for taking time with us. We always appreciate it. And keep up the great work.
All right, cheers, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. AJ Cassavell there.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.